In Yisrael, we read, Vaydaber Elokim et kol hadvarim ha'ela lemor. And Rashi comments, Melamed she'om ha'kodesh baruch aseres ha'dibus b'dibu echad. That God said the entire seven dibros in one utterance, something which is impossible for a human to do. And then he explained everything independently, Rashi comments. So what's difficult to understand is, if it's impossible for a person to absorb this, as Rashi says, then to absorb all the aseres hadibros in one utterance, shenemar b'dibur echad, what was the purpose of it? So if you look in the Rashi in the pasuk v'chol am ro'en es hakolos, Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, ro'en es hakolos, that was that they saw the sound, something which is Rashi comments. Ronis anishma, she efshalaros b'mokum acher. And there's a fundamental difference between sight and hearing. When you see something, you see, for example, you're looking at a picture, you see the entire picture at one time, as opposed to hearing, you hear the sounds in succession. And this at Har Sinai, it was different, that the absorption of the sounds at Sinai was roes hakolos. It was they absorbed it and saw it in a sense instantaneously at one time. And therefore, the dipros of Anochi and the end of the Losachmod are related to each other, one to the next, and all the aseres hadibros. And indeed, all the Torah, which is subsumed under the general categories of the aseres hadibros, so the Ten Commandments. They're all integrated as one thing. And to explain that, the aseres hadibros at Sinai was the highest level of understanding and gilui shechina. And when God spoke to the people, he demonstrated or showed them that all the aseres hadibros are integrated, and it's impossible to separate one dibur from the next, because they're all built one on the other, and they're completely integrated. And therefore, when they heard Dvar Hashem, they completely absorbed it. In an extraordinary, special way, a unique way in history, to the extent that a human mind is capable of absorbing it.